The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Thursday, April 8th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. As so many of our shows have recently, we must start in Houston with another development in the Deshaun Watson situation. Word came yesterday that Nike has suspended its endorsement deal with Watson, and sources told ESPN that Beats by Dre is ending its sponsorship of the Houston Texans quarterback amid the sexual assault allegations against him. Also, Houston-based Reliant Energy said in a statement that its relationship with Watson was scheduled to end this spring and that the company has, quote, no plans for future engagements or contracts with him. Also, supermarket chain HEB said in a statement that there are no plans for future engagement after its deal with Watson expired after the 2020 season. In other news, the Carolina Panthers continue to make moves this week. In addition to trading for quarterback Sam Bradford, they've also signed defensive back A.J. Boye. One thing to note, Boye will miss the first two games of the regular season while finishing up a suspension for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Also in Carolina, Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network says multiple teams have contacted the Panthers about trading for quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, who will likely have to take a salary reduction to facilitate a deal. To Cincinnati we go, where running back Giovanni Bernard has been released from the team. The move will save the Bengals more than $4 million against the cap, and it'll allow Bernard to play for another team for the first time in his 8-year career. Speaking of running backs, Jordan Howard has re-signed with the Philadelphia Eagles after catching on with them last November. He also played for the Eagles previously in 2019, and oh, by the way, Philadelphia also signed linebacker Eric Winston to a 1-year deal. Super Bowl 55 MVP Tom Brady turns 44 in June, but he recently told Michael Strahan on Good Morning America that he isn't slowing down now. Quote, I still want to play. Like, I've got a little sickness in me that still wants to throw a freaking spiral. You know what I mean? Also about football, once you stop, you can't go back into it. I've got some more football in me. Not a lot, and I know that, but what I've got left, I'm going to give everything I got. Speaking of the world champs, they are bringing back all 22 starters from the Super Bowl next year, but they may not have wide receiver Antonio Brown back in 2021. The Tampa Bay Times reports that there is still no sign that Brown will be on the team next year. Let's head to Buffalo now, slightly different climate than Tampa Bay. Bills quarterback Josh Allen was a guest on the 10 Questions podcast with Kyle Brandt, and he said he's undecided about getting a COVID vaccine, but doesn't think it should be mandatory. Quote, I think everybody should have that choice to do it or not to do it. You get in this tricky situation now where if you do mandate that that's kind of going against what our Constitution says, and that freedom to kind of express yourself one way or the other. I think we're in a time where that's getting a lot harder to do. Everybody should have that choice. Not quite sure what that means, but he did say it. We are officially 3 weeks away from the NFL draft in Cleveland, and while it won't look exactly like the spectacle we're all used to seeing before COVID-19, there will be multiple star players in attendance. Reigning Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith and Alabama teammates Mac Jones and Patrick Surtain II will be there, as well as LSU wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance, and Florida tight end Kyle Pitts are all scheduled to be in attendance. No word yet on whether Ohio State's Justin Fields will be in person in Cleveland on the 29th. But before that, he's going to hold a second pro day for anyone that didn't get to see him the first time around, which if you remember, Ohio State's pro day was the same day as Alabama's pro day. So, for example, the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were in Alabama to see Mac Jones throw. Fields said no problem. He's holding a second pro day. Shanahan and Lynch will be in attendance for that one, which is good for Fields because there's a very good chance he goes to the 49ers at number three. To coaching news now, the Tennessee Titans announced yesterday that they have added Jim Schwartz to the coaching staff as a senior defensive assistant. Head coach Mike Vrabel sounded pretty pumped about it, quote, "Jim Schwartz has a deep level of football knowledge and has overseen a great deal of success on the defensive side of the ball, so it's always good to add a quality coach to our staff. This role will provide our defensive staff with Jim's experience and perspective in the staff meetings and on the practice field. He can also show them how to try and start a fight with another head coach if the postgame handshake does not go to his liking." It's a reunion of sorts for Schwartz as he spent 10 years with the Titans as an assistant coach. 8 of those 10, he was the defensive coordinator, and during that time, the Titans earned 6 playoff berths, played in 2 AFC Championship games, and appeared in Super Bowl 34, where they were, as you may remember, 1 yard short. Too soon? That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, April 8th, 2021. If you haven't subscribed already, what are you waiting for? Take 5 seconds, do it now, leave a rating and a review. Please and thank you. We really do appreciate it. We like hearing from you. Stay tuned later today for the look ahead with myself and RJ Ochoa. In honor of Aaron Rodgers' stint on Jeopardy, RJ and I are going to play a little Jeopardy ourselves on this week's episode. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.